This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment now for an economic indicator that's gotten a whole bunch of press the past 5 years or so. It's called the Baltic Dry Index. It's a measure of global trade. And as has global trade since the Great Recession, the Baltic Dry has had its ups and downs lately. Downs, most recently. So from London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard on exactly how worrying that ought to be.
An old ship's bell rings out in the lobby of the Baltic Exchange, the world's biggest source of maritime market information. No cause for alarm. These days, the bell is only an ornament. But are we getting an ominous signal from the exchange's best-known product, the Baltic Dry Index?
In theory, it should be a good means of finding out about the world economy. Shipping is absolutely integral to the world economy.
David Osler of the Lloyd's List Maritime Business newspaper, he says the Baltic Dry Index has capsized.
Yes, it's halved since the back end of last year.
And that's the sharpest January fall for 30 years. The index records the cost of this activity, the loading and shipping around the world of dry bulk commodities like iron ore, coal and grain. Key raw materials. And that, says Jeremy Penn, who runs the Baltic Exchange, is why economists pay attention to the index.
The demand for ships to carry those raw materials can be seen as the first step in the process, if you like, of economic growth and economic activity.
A sharp fall in the index could presage a global slowdown, but not necessarily. Since the world's biggest importers of raw materials have been on holiday.
Chinese New Year is always quiet, and this year, Chinese New Year has come very early. So you have a natural hiatus in the market.
And there's another reason for thinking the big drop in the Baltic Dry Index may not be as menacing as it sounds. The cost of shipping reflects not only the demand for raw materials, but also the supply of ships. Amir Alexander of the Cass Business School has been studying the accuracy of the index as an economic predictor.
If you have too many ships around, then this will result in a drop in the index.
And that's the situation at the moment, too many ships.
Exactly, there are too many ships.
He says the economic boom that led up to the collapse of Lehman Brothers triggered a shipbuilding frenzy. All those extra ships have now been delivered. The world has 60% more bulk-carrying vessels than it needs, and that leaves the Baltic Index, as an economic indicator, high and dry.
So the movement of the index, at this moment, could not be a good predictor.
But in a nervous world where economic recovery appears fragile, it seems a safe prediction that economists and investors will keep a wary eye on the Baltic Dry Index. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.